Let's get more reaction now to President Trump's deal with North Korea, a deal our next guest calls very disappointing. Bruce Klingner is Senior Research Fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Bruce, what was disappointing?
Well, first of all, each of the four major provisions was included in previous agreements with North Korea, and several of them were stronger and more expansive in the earlier versions. Also, subsequently to the signature, President Trump had a press conference where he announced that U.S. and South Korean military exercises would be suspended. He called them war games and provocative, which when North Korea used those terms in the past, the U.S. always rejected them. Also, apparently, South Korea and Japan didn't know that he was going to make that announcement, and it appeared we didn't get anything in return for it.
There has been a lot of praise for this, though. South Korea's president said the summit was a success that created a big framework for peace. The EU issued a statement that the summit was a crucial and necessary step. Do you not see anything positive about this opening of communications, at least, with North Korea?
Well, I think, you know, we've always been open to communication. If you talk to the diplomats, they've not only in this administration but a previous one would say that they had tried to reach out to their counterparts. It was always North Korea that rejected dialogue. I would have preferred a more traditional bottom-up approach where before we spend the first presidential visit with a opposing nation, that we get something in return ahead of time. You know, as the president earlier had said, is, you know, he would want North Korea to embrace this complete, verifiable, irreversible dismantlement, which actually is a UN requirement in the many UN resolutions about the North Korean nuclear and missile programs.
Anthony Scaramucci, who used to be the president's communications director, tweeted on June 12, 1987, at the Brandenburg Gate, President Ronald Reagan told Mr. Gorbachev, "If you seek peace, if you seek prosperity, if you seek liberalization, tear down this wall." He writes, "Today, exactly 31 years later, POTUS picking up where the Gipper left off." What do you think about that? He's not the only person to compare Trump to Reagan.
Well, in that case, President Reagan was calling for not only the East German regime, but the Soviet Union to end its oppressive rule over all of Eastern Europe, as well as to improve human rights. Here, in this statement, there's no mention of human rights and North Korean human rights violations, which the U.S. has deemed to be so widespread and systemic as to constitute crimes against humanity. So I don't see the very friendly, gregarious interaction between Trump and Kim Jong-un as equivalent to Reagan sort of very angrily calling on Gorbachev to end his oppression of Eastern Europe.
The president has said that sanctions on North Korea will remain in place for now and that the military exercises that you mentioned could be restarted if there's no sign of progress. What do you want to see next?
Well, I would like to see that calling on North Korea to equally suspend its annual summer training cycle and winter training cycle. Also on the maximum pressure, some sanctions are trade sanctions, but a majority of them are targeted financial measures which are enforcing U.S. law. And as the president said, there are 300 North Korean entities that are not being sanctioned. Those are likely in violation of U.S. law. It's a question of, you know, for putting, once again, law enforcement on hold in return for diplomatic progress, as was done back in 2005 against a Macau bank called Banco Delta Asia.
That's Bruce Klingner of the Heritage Foundation. Bruce, thank you for joining us.
Oh, well, thanks for having me.